Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
At least some cotton is being grown in almost all parts of Oklahoma here in 2017. As farmers have looked at return on investment at various crops over the last couple of growing seasons and have elected to include cotton in their plans to see if that'll work for them financially. Dr. Randy Bowman is our state cotton specialist. He's based in Altus in the southwestern corner of the state. We caught up with him in central Oklahoma yesterday as we talked about this huge crop that's getting close to being fully mature.
Quite honestly, if we believe the NASS report that came out on September 11th, I was expecting this somewhat, but my jaw did drop. I mean, I knew NASS was well under what we actually planted and what was standing out there with their August report. Of course, I do visit a lot with other folks in the industry. We knew that there was somewhere south of 600,000 probably. And I think NASS finally woke up and put us at 580 planted and I believe 555 standing. And they put a very substantial yield on it. It's not a record yield, but it's a little bit above what we normally see out there. But we've had a good year in terms of rain and even the whole distribution of that rain. But they put us at, I think, 846 or so, 848, something like that. And when you do the math on that, we end up with a 980,000 bale crop. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about this. And, you know, we actually have about there's 15 standing gins, I believe, in the state that's controlled by 13 entities. We've got a couple in Harmon County that are independents, and I'm not sure if both of those are going to run this year. And then, we had the El Dorado Co-op bought out Martha, so that's kind of running under one umbrella, but still both of those plants will be processing cotton this year. So I guess at the end of the day, it's kind of a scary number when we think about it. We've got the most acres both planted and standing at this time that we've had since, I believe, 1981, if I'm not mistaken. It's either 81 or 82. And if we do indeed make that estimate that they put us at with that September 11th report, that 980,000 bales is the largest crop produced in the state based on historic NASS data since 1933. So it's just that's two generations.
Mm-hmm. And cotton was a lot different then.
Yes, and yeah, absolutely. And actually, that crop, if I remember right, it came in at about 1.3 million bales, and it came off of 2.6 million acres.
Dr. Bowman says the dry land crop has been stressed in parts of the state in recent days. That could trim some of our yield potential. But still, it looks like a really big cotton crop headed our way here in 2017. You've got farm news on Ron. Chapman Angus and Guest have got their first production sale coming this Saturday, September 23rd, at the Chapman Angus Ranch in Elmore City, Oklahoma. Daryl and David Chapman will be offered 125 registered Angus lots, including fall and spring pairs, bred and open heifers, and 25 registered Angus bulls. You can get details of the sale and a catalog at www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 for details. The Chapman Angus Fall Production Sale this Saturday, September 23rd, Elmore City. And that's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.